Happy New Year to everybody, and it is New Year's Day, and I've just had a big surprise. One of the differences sometimes living in England to living in other countries is that in England everything shuts, and it shuts when it feels like it, and so it's often a surprise to find that everything here in Mexico is always open, and it's open all the time, and weird times of the night we'll suddenly go, oh, we don't have, and Maria'd say, well, let's go and get it, and you go out and it's there, and 2 o'clock in the morning you can be coming back from a bar because the bar hasn't shut, and all the taco stands are still open, and shops, odd shops, are still open. There's a lot of 24-hour culture, and
Sorry,
that's Maria tidying up around and throwing things about. Anyway, as it's gone, normally, as I say, things are open every day, any day, whenever you feel like it. It's cold this morning. It's very cold. And we've had the fire on. And the fire, the gas tank inside has just run out. So we've actually gone out to buy or to get a refill for the gas tank to discover that there is a day when everything seems to be shut. And it's today, the 1st of January. There is absolutely nothing open. We couldn't get a gas tank at all. Or we couldn't get a refill for the gas tank. We then thought, oh no, what are we going to do? Because we're going to go back to a freezing cold flat. And we thought, well, we'll at least stock up with junk food. McDonald's is shut. Everywhere was shut. We ended up, strangely enough though, or good moment, is we're driving past a petrol station and noticed that the petrol station was selling gas tanks which would fit our gas fire. We could have just swapped our gas tank for theirs, but we sort of like our gas tank because we sort of bought it ourselves, so we'd rather do the refill thing. So we have got more gas, we have got heat, we've got no McDonald's, and whatever else we went out. Oh, we went out for cream for my fingernails because I'm a metrosexualist and I like to put cream on my fingernails. He lied, but that's another long story. Anyway, there you are. It's the first boo of the year. I haven't been booing much this week. I've dropped down the FM list to number 3 for Alan. I haven't had much to say, but I just thought I'd say Happy New Year. It's been nice listening to everybody's boos. I haven't made any New Year's resolutions because I don't do that sort of thing. Like Alan, I'm not mad keen on making resolutions. You make plans or you make some idea to improve yourself. But as this year or last year, 2010, I've just realised I haven't read a single book. Not one book from beginning to end. I've started about 3, the line around the flat, but I haven't read a whole book, which is a blooming awful thing, and it's a blooming awful admission to make, is that I hadn't read a book. So somewhere in my mind I'm thinking like, God, I'm going to read a book this year, but that's about the only resolution I've got to read a book. I'm hoping it's green, because that's my lucky colour when it comes to books. I haven't got much of a review of the year. We have been to the cinema several times. We went twice to see Harry Potter. I'm not sure it's the best film of the year. That might have been Inception. But I don't even think Inception made such a big enough impression on me that I've really thought about it. And, well, then Danny can do her own audio boo and tell
us. Well, Danny has a Tumblr page, which I should tell you about. It's called Best BC, which is spelled BESTBICI .tumblr.com. And she's lovely, and it's like a peek into her little hipster brain. It's really nice.
And I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.